Are we up already?
Mark, you ready?
Almost.
I know, I might close that door a little bit.
Is there a tractor club over there?
No, Curtis Club.
Curtis Days.
Oh, Curtis.
Curtis Kids.
The Curtis Club.
We got a full house. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ready. I'd like to call the January 11th, 2022 meeting to order. I request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joel.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay. Looking for approval for the regular scheduled meeting minutes of December 28th, 2021.
So move. Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay, I also need approval for the December 28th, 2021 reorg meeting minutes.
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay. Joel, fiscal officer's report.
Is it going to be done at 7:30? That'd be nice.
Well,
Tony's not here. And then Kevin, you got to hear
that. He's coming late.
Don't worry.
All right. We got our reports in front of us. We have 598,433.40 in our Start Ohio Fund, $388,615.96 in our checking account, and we are making payment warrant numbers 20373 through 20394, and electronic payments 1-2022 through 3-2022, totaling $37,883.27. And then deposits made since last meeting, totaling $3,308 and no change.
Motion to approve as read.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Fiscal officer report approved.
Does anybody have anything else for Joel?
I have nothing else.
Okay. So I changed it up a little bit. Kevin, you're up first tonight.
Oh, man, imagine that.
Somebody's down there.
Since starting out with the cemetery, since the last meeting, we've had 3 burials, sold 4 graves.
Both guys side of it, right?
We do have another burial tomorrow, and that will be another full burial tomorrow. The problem that we had at the funeral home that I advised you guys about has been taken care of. I haven't had any issues with that since, so that's taken care of. As far as road and bridge, we're just starting some of the spring type maintenance, starting to move stuff in now to start our spring maintenance on equipment. And trucks and everything are fine. The last couple little events that we've had no issues, so we're doing good on salt and doing good with equipment at this point. One thing I would like to ask for tonight, though, is approval up to $7,000 to do another couple basins to finish out that project from last year. We're going to add 3 tops and a structure that I found that's basically completely gone. You can see some of the block in the ground, but
these were beyond the original list.
And my intent is to still send that bill to for reimbursement under the.
So there's still monies available?
Well, he said that it would carry into this year. So we'll try it. If not, I don't have a problem with my budget eating that because of what we did last year. So I would like to seek approval of up to $7,000 for more catch basin work.
With the intention of getting it paid for through the county?
Yes.
Stormwater money?
Yeah, stormwater money.
I can make a motion that was $7,000 for three more catch basins and lids or whatever?
But three more lids and grates and grates. One catch basin, complete replacement, okay. and replacement.
Okay. And okay.
And that should have us really good on catch basins for what we got for structures.
I guess we can approve it as Kevin read too, because he got it all in there, so.
I can second.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Catch basins approved.
And that is all I got, unless you guys have something for me.
Just curious how that dump box worked. Dump box. The new stainless steel box in the truck.
Oh, that worked fine. I tell you what, that air gate makes so much nicer messing That's around with that stuff. You ain't going to mess around with the arms freezing up and everything on it. It's working nice. I like it, and the setup, you don't get blinded inside the truck.
Sure.
Yeah, it really helps.
Well, I was just going to say, from the comments that I received over those two small snow events we had, I'm happy to say that the township roads were not a complaint. So good job on the township side of doing that. Now the county roads is another issue that we're going to be fighting with and dealing with all year, I have a feeling. But the township roads were good. That's what I'm happy about. That's what we control. So
that's right. Right. Yeah. I agree. I think both Kevin and Eric did a very good job on the township roads.
Sounds good.
Anything else for Kevin?
Nothing else I have.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Okay. Zoning inspector, Linda.
Okay. You should have an update. If not, sorry, I couldn't print them because the computer is down. The response from their land bank. I did submit the grant as we had indicated at the last meeting. So that was for 11741 Corduroy. They have responded back in that they would like simply a rough preliminary estimate of what the demolition cost would be. So we don't need a formal quote or bid. So if someone could make sure that we get a informal cost on what the demolition of that building would be.
I have Mr. Blasey called to get one, so we were supposed to meet sometime this week. I'll give him a call tomorrow, and I called him last week to line it up, so we'll get it done this week.
And just a note, he was the last person that took a high sound for us, so he's kind of the easiest to get to, and willing to do an informal. Doesn't mean we need to eventually go with him. But we just need a number to get to.
This is just a number for the land bank, I told you. So it's not that we're giving him the job or anything.
Demolition timeline from the land bank, their proposal likely would be in the first half of 2023. So they noted that because the township would have to give a one-to-one, because the grant is a one-to-one. So we would have to provide half the funds to take the building down.
Well, that's...
Okay, they just want to... They put that in there so to make sure that we were willing to commit to that.
Well, that's half less than we'd otherwise have to expend.
Their other question was, do we believe residential development is the likeliest use, or would we market it as commercial use? My belief when that is technically not in a commercial area. It was one of those pockets that was granted prior to zoning. Now, does that mean that it couldn't go before the zoning board as a potential? It could happen if somebody presented the right thing, I think. I don't know. I mean, I can't say, but I think the likeliest is residential. Roger Henneman owns all the lots along the east side. So Becerra structure, that structure on Corduroy, is on Coffee and Corduroy. And then Roger owns the ones the next road over. He owns every single lot along there.
That's Roger Senior?
Yeah. Roger and Deb, so, yeah. So that's what I'm going to respond back as residential development is the most likely.
That makes sense.
Because that also goes with our land use plan.
Mm-hmm.
Our board member review, I do believe that we've approved the board members for the year. And we've moved Jason Box up onto the regular BZA. We did do that. I wasn't, or did we?
I don't recall.
I think we have to formally do that. I think I,
Was it the meeting reorg minutes?
No.
Okay. I don't think we did.
Yeah.
Are you talking at the last meeting?
Last meeting or the reorg, did we, I know Mark and I.
It was, I think I put it into the template, but I think we probably need to take formal action.
Richard Carstensen has opted not to remain on the BZA. We did have one alternate, which was Jason Box. So my recommendation was to move Jason into Richard's spot, which would give Jason an expiration of 2027.
No, we did do it.
Okay.
We did do it. It's here. Yes.
All right, good. I wanted to make sure.
I remember going through these.
Okay.
I forgot about the zoning board. I didn't remember doing the zoning board, but it was the zoning board of appeals. It's on page 12.
So we have no alternates in the BZA.
Yeah,
we didn't have any meetings last year for the BZA. Okay. So it's kind of a hit and miss, as we'll see later when they do have meetings. So I would just like to throw it out there that we could use a couple alternates. Now, the other thing with the alternates on the BZA or BZA member, they act as jurors. So they have to, listen to the information presented and then act accordingly. Okay, so that was the BZA and then the zoning board. Just a quick update on Jim Boothby would have been moved. He would have just been reappointed because he got appointed into an so he would be our 2027, and then Tim Tickemeyer, Frank Ulrich, Brad LaRue, Jennifer Shepherd, and we do have two alternates there too. So that board is completely full. Okay, I just wanted to review that. Zoning permits, I did in the zoning update, I did list the zoning permits from 2016 to 2021.
You got, I did see on my email.
And if you'll see new construction last year, we did have six new houses go up. So that's pretty encouraging.
That's great.
That's the most, 2018 there was nine. Additions for accessory structures, because they're the big thing now. You got to have room for your toys. 11, even though wood prices were high. Two decks, three ponds, five fences, three signs. Another tower upgrade. We got another one going on currently. The station canopy for Maumee Bay General. Now S&K, or S&G. I like to say S&K all the time. So a total of 38 permits. And then I had the BZA meetings down there. You see there were zero for last year. And then all the prior years are listed. Okay, and then I did this, I did make an Excel sheet copy of the violations from the last 2 years. So the vehicle violations for last year, so I wrote up six. None of them were corrected. I really sat back on vehicle violations last year. The year before, there was 24, and we took care of 13 of them. Okay, so almost a little more than half of them were abated. Lighted structures. Last year, I sent out 10 violations. Two of them were abated. 2020. There were 12, and four of them were abated, some by us and some privately. And And then violations, my total for 2021 were 42, and 15 were abated. And then in 2020, there were 40, and 24 of them were abated. So 2020 was a lot easier, half of them were abated. 2021, I think, still has some of the stubbornness going on. So I just thought those were some good numbers to see and view. Okay. Sorry, I don't have my paper copy, but my computer went down after the electric went on last night. So I did call Computer Extreme on that, by the way. So I have no monitors on my computer at all. My computer turns on. I have no monitors. One went down 2 weeks ago, and then one went down last night. Legal, I have a court date set for Friday, but that is going to be rescheduled because I have a conflict and didn't realize that they had set a date. So that's going to be rescheduled. She let me know that today. As far as the Stanton property, just to reiterate, three boats have been removed. Two salvage titles have been obtained. And we do have a list of 26 boats on that property that he has given us for removal. So moving forward slowly, but as long as he's moving forward, the prosecutor is happy with that.
Does that, curious, does that keep him out of court as long as...
Correct.
It saves the township time from you going to court, him going to court. So as long as he's moving along...
He gets a monthly report, and if it's done via email, then she's happy with that.
Okay.
Which is great. And her comment was, as long as we're getting accomplished what we want to get accomplished, then she's okay with that.
Fantastic.
That's great progress.
So you know, the OTA meeting, I went on to make all of our reservations. I can't because I'm not a member. So if somebody else would like to make those, I would also, I don't know when the OTA memberships are paid for.
Aren't there some good monthly zoning virtual meetings that you have to be a member in order to access those?
You have to be a member to register and access them.
Joel, do you have any idea when those expires, that membership?
I already emailed the membership chairman of our county and asked him to put her on there. But
oh, okay, great. So that's great.
He hasn't responded. That was a week ago, so I can. Which I can't. You can't just go call up the OTA. Do we have to go through this?
Go through the county. Okay. All right.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Maybe once we can find out. Is there any way to, you know, initiate that a couple months before it expires so we don't get stuck?
All I gotta do is just pay our new membership, and she'd probably be kept on there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you get a membership thing for the trustees when theirs is up?
You must, because we don't get in.
No, I must just get an invoice.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just, okay, so that invoice will come next time, and then that can be taken care of. Okay, great.
Yeah. I can take care of that, so.
It's easier to do all three at one time.
Yeah.
Because you just got to get on once and hit three, and boom, you're done. So whoever wants to do it, that's great.
Excellent.
The hotels are all taken care of. I can do that. I would like some guidance as far as when I am not in the office, do you want me to do any more than put a sign on the door to say I'm not in the office? Do we want to have somebody cover the office? How would you like that handled? So I'm saying for the OTA convention, there would be that Wednesday, we would be heading down. And then on February 9th, I'm going to be on vacation.
I think we got into a little bit of a dilemma the last time we had somebody covering, because they really weren't.
They wrote a permit.
Should have waited for that.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. I don't think we're big enough to have the depth of staff needed for that.
Would it be something as good or as much as
the posting on the door and then possibly picking it up on the...
I can put it on the, we can put it on the government site, page. Facebook page, and we can give it a little bit of notice. I need 1 to 2 days for Neon Goldfish. Sure. We can put it up on the website too.
Okay, because it would be February 9th.
Okay.
That sounds adequate to me.
Yeah,
February 9th,
I do too.
And then January.
Better than having somebody here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What can they do?
Right. Nothing. And if
26th is the OTA.
So, what? Okay. So January 26th.
And February 9th.
Okay.
And they can still call the office to set up a time. Usually, that's what I do if I can't, because those are. Well, there's a week in the middle, but I can always meet someone here that if they need to do something, conduct some business, I can still be here. I usually schedule an alternative time.
Well, when I sign us up, you weren't going, were you?
No, I had something come up.
Mark?
I'm planning on going to the... I have to come back early to cover the Maumee Bay.
I'll send in R2 then.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Three, yeah.
You, I think you can still sign me up as a member. Okay, that is all I have at this point, unless you have any questions.
Anybody anything for Linda?
I don't think so. I think that's good.
Okay. Oh, we got Mike Skatowski for the rec director. Is Mike on?
Mike, yep. Okay, great.
Okay, I'll go through my list here. Programming-wise, we've got a high school intramural basketball going, and girls volleyball is starting any minute. to get that going. One thing that I wanted to present tonight was I have two quotes for the fertilizer for the township properties. I'll be very, very brief. I'll just give you the full numbers here. So I had LandArt, which did it this year, and I had True Green, which did it in the past. The LandArt came back at $5,290, and the True Green came back about $3,795. So there's a big difference there. One thing that they both did not put in is the treatment of the baseball diamonds, which we do have those sprayed 2 to 3 times a year based on the growth in the stones. That would add an additional $400 to $600. So we're looking at, if we did go with True Green, it'd be roughly $4,500, which would still be about $1,500 less than the LandArt. So I would assume we'd go with the True Green, but I would like to hear any feedback from the trustees before I proceed with that.
I think that sounds like a fine savings.
Okay. I will call him tomorrow and make sure he puts the stone in there, and then I'll have to sign it. I'll send it to him, and then when he sends me the copy back, I'll send it directly to Joel as soon as I get.
Let me ask a question. Do you have any concerns about quality of workmanship, or do you believe that both are comparable?
I think both are comparable. True Green has done it for a long, long time, and the only reason why we left True Green is because LandArt came back really low. But this year, LandArt, the price is just, it's a lot higher. I think True Green was might have been upset they lost our business, so they came in with their best price, and that's where we're at.
That's what competition is for. Good.
Yes, I agree with that. Nothing wrong with that, right? Don't need a motion. Okay, I will take care of all that tomorrow.
Hey, Mike,
you need a motion.
Do I need a motion, or is that below my cost that I'm allowed to spend?
$3,000 is as
3,000 is your maximum.
We have to prove that.
Yeah. What I would.
Okay, so the 3,000 has been changed. Then that's
4,500.
Because you said that the pricing was 37 plus
4 to 600.
we got to add this to spray the stone, and I'm going to estimate it's about $600.
I'm going to say not to exceed $4,700.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I moved to get use True Green for the this is for all the complexes. This is the rec fields, the cemetery.
So we're clear. It's for the ball diamond fields and the diamonds itself. It's for the township offices, the fire station, and around the township buildings, and it's also the cemetery.
Okay, so I moved to use True Green, okay, not to exceed $4,700. That gives you a little bit of wiggle room,
okay,
on the spraying of the diamonds for the 2022 season.
Okay, that should be plenty to cover it, and I will take care of all that tomorrow.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, thank you. Another thing that I wanted to bring up to you is I did talk with Dean Sandwich. You guys probably know that he's the assistant superintendent, and he also handles the buildings and the grounds for the school district. And I did talk to him about our plans of redoing that baseball diamond on the school property. He was all for it. He was absolutely 100 on board with that. And I told him the next step would be to get a hard number and to see if that would fit in our budget, as I think would benefit more us than the school, but the school will use it as well. So I just wanted to lay that groundwork so he knew it was coming. The board definitely wants to pursue this. So the first contact has been made, and we have the green light to go ahead with that. All right, moving on. Is there any questions or concerns with that?
Sounds good.
Okay. And then the last thing I have is my board asked me to keep them abreast of what's going on with the rec director position. So is there any new update or anything going on with that?
Sure, I can jump ahead to old business number 4.
Okay.
The Parks and Recreation Director job description was posted for recruitment on the Township Government Facebook page, and the website posting is pending as soon as the webmaster gets it up. That may be tomorrow. That'll be up. So that's it's on its way.
Okay, so is the Township Government page different, obviously different from the talk around Jerusalem Township?
Talk of the Township is not a government-sponsored page. That's an independent page.
Okay.
So, if you search for Jerusalem Township Government Facebook page, you'll find our official government Facebook page, which is...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's designed for communication of Township government-related information to the community.
Okay, I know they asked me about the talk of Jerusalem Township. I didn't know.
That, no, we don't control that. That's not ours.
We do. Okay. Deb does, however, pull. The lady that runs the talk of the township follows our page, and when we put out a notice, she will usually try and grab that and put it over onto her page.
Gotcha.
That way it's shared throughout the township that way.
Okay. I did get the copy of the duties, the new duties, and I did give that to all the board members, and I asked them to give that to whoever they thought would be a candidate to apply for that job.
Very good.
So that's where that's at, and I will touch base with them all tomorrow and tell them to it'll be on the website tomorrow or the next
days. Yeah, should be tomorrow if not tomorrow, then Thursday for sure.
Okay. I will bring that to their attention, and I will send everybody in that direction.
Very good. Thanks.
And that's all I have.
And do feel free to encourage your board members to sign up and follow the Township Government Facebook page.
Yeah, I know one of them does I don't know about that one. I will bring that to her attention. They were just on the talk of Jerusalem Township.
Yeah, there's
I will mention that to them and make sure they get on that.
Great, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Mike, Real quick, I had got a text message today from Hal Gregory. With the Oregon school superintendent. They're having a discussion with the city right now about an indoor facility. An ice rink, yes. You know, indoor facility / ice rink. And he was, you know, there was, wants to know if there's a gauge of any township interest in being part of the project. Just ideas for right now. You know, he said this is like in the very early conceptions of it. So I had not replied to him yet. That would be something that I would probably recommend your board to think of. And, you know, this is probably going to be way outside of our budget, but it's I don't know what they're going down.
I can elaborate on that a little bit if you for a couple seconds here. I don't know exactly what's going on with this one, but this comes up every like 3 or 4 years. The last time they hired somebody to go out and solicit money, and that person would then get 5%. I believe it was 5% of whatever he would get towards that building of that, and that was his job. They got to a certain point, and then the whole thing fell apart. There was a problem with a few different things that had to do with the Oregon, the city, and a couple other things that I'm not too familiar with. But I will bring this up to the board, and I will touch base with Hal just to see exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up, Paul.
Anything else for Mike?
Nothing else that I have.
Nope.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Okay, Fire Department Chief Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. Obviously, last night we had a power outage that affected the community, and I just want to give you just a little background of what was going on in the works in preparation. If it was needed. So it was not due to an accident. There was no calls or anything that the fire department had to respond to. I happened to be in the station when the outage began, and within less than a minute, our generator fired up, and this facility is sustained. And it's probably not, I just want to say thanks to Floyd Tuff, because that's why that generator got here. And that serves this community yet today. Anyways, with that being said, I put a call in to the dispatch, and I wanted the Lucas County Sheriff Deputy to get a hold of me. I wanted him to be aware of what was going on, and it wasn't to my complete surprise, but here the deputy was out west. He wasn't even in our area at the time. Not faulting him, not doing anything of that nature, just giving you a fact that for that period of time we didn't have. He did contact me. I spoke with the deputy, and he responded immediately back out to the township and to, just see what was going on. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen during a blackout. You can have some mischief going on and other things. But with that being said, I had been in contact with Trustee Mark Sattler. We had a conversation, and there was a concern on behalf of the residents of, you know, people losing heat and or supplementing heat and using alternate methods, and, you know, which then causes, do we have generators running? Hopefully the generators are outside. All of these kinds of things kind of run through our minds of this. Our plan was, if needed be, we were going to open the hall or the fire station as a warming area. We mutually agreed that we were going to wait an hour for this and see what was going on and trying to learn. I know that he was networking with his contacts with the Edison. I was doing the same and just trying to see what was going on and then surveying how far or how large this was. In addition to that, Oregon also had some outages too. So we weren't the only ones affected. I still, to this time, I don't know what or why any of this occurred. But nevertheless, so our biggest thing is, how do we get a message back out to everybody that may be in need? So with the training and education that we continue to work with all the time, you know, if it would have been necessary, we would have activated the fire department and went out and done route verification and notification of information. Obviously, we would use the website, and that's something I think that we need to look at, is to preempt that ahead of time. In the event of any kind of an emergency in the township, please go to that government website and look at it, and information will be posted, and if it's coming from the township, it's accurate information. So
yeah, let me just clarify your statement, because to get it on the website takes an extra day or two because the webmaster, but the township government Facebook page, that's where I put the notice up right away, and we can get that information out almost instantly, as long as people follow that, are signed up to follow that, and then get the alert that there's a new posting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, thank you. Obviously, you can see that I don't navigate in those fields. I rely on my wife to tell me what's going on. But so I just sharing with you, things were in the works. We were getting prepared, and so we were getting close to the hour. I was also in contact with Jeff Zigray. There was a concern for the school, you know, and how long can it sustain without heat and stuff like that too. Anyways, all this kind of networking is going on in the background, and fortunately when I left the house to come back to the station, power came up. So thank you, Toledo Edison, for fixing the problem. But please just keep in mind, and what I'm asking you, everyone here in this room, is to share to your neighbors, to you know, have someone check into the Facebook page, or network with your neighbors one-on-one, especially in our older generations, which I apply to that one, and so does Dave, of course. But
thank you.
Again, check on your neighbors, check on them, make sure that they're needing help and stuff like that. It didn't take long for some households to lower temperatures down into the 60s, just in an hour's time. So, again, we want to preempt that a little bit. I'm going to work with the trustees on maybe preparing another letter that we can throw out in the press to try and distribute that information. Please,
that's a good idea.
Look at this in the event of some sort of an incident in our area. We're going to try and, you know, get you information that will help you, and we got your backs. We're going to do everything we can. So that's the big thing I wanted to share tonight. Other than that, everything's going well at the department. We've been busy. We've been helping other communities off and on. We're trying to keep our people safe and trying to keep them out of the hospital. We've been, another thing you may or may not be aware of, but we go to a rescue call. We do not know where we are going to transport that patient until we call for a med channel. And you may not be at Bay Park or St. Charles or St. V's. You may be going to St. Luke's and Flower and UTMC and St. Anne's and all over. So, which there's no control over this that we can do. It's just the unfortunate circumstances of what we're in today with this pandemic. So, you know, that puts a strain on the family that's coming, that has a loved one here, then now has to go all the way to St. Luke's for a visitation to their family, and if they can even visit. Information is helps everyone. So please, you know, what you're hearing from the fire department tonight, you are welcome to share that information. We're trying to, you know, be as transparent in everything that's going on. If you need a test, visit the Lucas County Health Department website. That's the absolute best information I can give you. You know, I encourage vaccines. We've had people in our community passing away that may not have had vaccines, and that's, you know, people's choices, and I'm not here to talk about any of that, and I'm not judging. It's just a matter of fact. So we're trying to do everything. We're gonna protect ourselves. We're very much like Kevin. Kevin is the vaccine bug Nazi. There's a meeting in here tonight. Tomorrow this room will be deconned. It will be thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. So, you know, again, we're trying to do the right thing, and we'll try and help anybody in any way we can. So, that's all I have. I do need one little request of going into executive session. Or we could
do it at the end. What we're going to. Slide it down the end
that's
of
fine.
The meeting.
That's fine.
Well, thank you.
If I can, I'd like to recognize our fire department and our chief. If you look down by your feet, the carpet was cleaned last night, courtesy of our fire department and one of their gentlemen who is working on community service hours. Thank you very much, Chief Parcelletti. It's nice, clean carpet.
Okay, anything else, Chief?
Nothing
Dave,
I,
nothing?
Nothing
all right.
Thanks, Tony.
So we'll move on. We don't have anybody here for the food pantry. One thing that we just did, decided to add to our agenda for the 2022 year is the food pantry. If they send a representative and the Howard Farms Reno Beach Conservancy. So we don't have a food pantry, and I do see we have the chair of the Howard Farms Reno Beach Conservancy in here tonight. So Elvis Shepherd, do you have anything for us?
I do have an update. First, thank you for inviting us and allowing us this year. As you folks are busy and can't all come to the Conservancy District meetings. Just a quick note, it is Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District.
I switch that.
Just a quick FYI, and I'll lead in with that. So there is a new Reno Beach Howard Farms it's rbhfcd.org. It is the newly launched Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District website. So it's new. It is, I believe, now posted to the Jerusalem Township webpage. So if anybody finds there, they can click it and it automatically takes you to our site now. There's still things that need to be uploaded and updated on the site, but we're doing the same thing as well. We're posting meetings, trying to post it where folks can find it. Jerusalem Township government page that's posted there for the meeting we just had last night. A few updates. First is there was a 50-foot section of repair completed right next to, if you happen to know where Bob Free's house used to be there on Corduroy, between East and the end of Corduroy. It's about a 50-foot section. That's all been refurbished and updated. Thanks, John Growl, for the work that they did there. They always do great work. Second is there is a site plan that we have in our hands, and you folks may have it also. It's for the corner lot there at the mouth of the Coulee, and that's Peter Anstead. So Peter Anstead's been in contact with the Corps of Engineers and inquiring about a 408 permit. And as the first pass by the Corps of Engineers, there is not a 408 permit needed, as there are no there's nothing that interferes with the dike structure with what his site plan currently is. If he makes any changes to that site plan, then he may have to double check with the Corps to make sure that they're outside of the easements inside of the dike structure. Next is we do have an emergency action plan that's been adopted. Thanks to everyone, especially Chief Parcelletti, for putting eyeballs on that and giving us feedback. It has been adopted by the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District. It is boilerplate, basically, that came from Lucas County, so it's nothing new. And more than likely, what we'll need to do next on our end is we're going to need to have some memos of agreement or memos of understanding with many of different entities, including Jerusalem Township. As you folks have resources piled up here, we want to have that memo of understanding ahead of the game in case there's ever an emergency. We're all working together. We'll get that to you in the future here. That also should be, I don't think it's posted yet, but it's posted to the website also, the Conservancy District website. Next is we have a Corps of Engineers report. If you haven't seen it, there's an email. You probably haven't seen it because we don't have the full report. They gave us an email that said that we are now active in the dike hasn't been active for a long time. It's been inactive. And do I need to wait? You good?
Yeah, you're okay. Fine.
The dike now is in an active status, pending the last piece that they just worked on. So the Corps did a full inspection in September, and then they came back in October, and they had to do a group encroachment survey. Basically, that's the last 30 years of encroachments that have been built on the dike structure. They documented all of them. They're not looking to get people to change anything or take anything out. They just needed to document it so they had record. There may be a couple of things that need to be corrected, but if there are, it's very minor. When that is complete, they will send us that report with paperwork that says officially that we're active. Right now, we just have an email. That is actually huge inside of steps going forward with a lot of other things that need to be done. But from there, we also last night was able to, and you have to give the other board of directors credit, there was an opportunity to work with Lucas County to have a drone survey done for the entire dike structure. It's a 250-foot swath of the dike or the conservancy district. And if you're familiar with drone surveys, you're talking about $40,000, $50,000+, right? Somebody pulled some strings, I guess, on our end and was able to get Lucas County to work with us, and the cost is $4,900. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that was approved. So we'll actually have, for the first time in probably a long time, an actual updated elevation plan, which actually plays also into some of the future things that we can look at in the Conservancy District with the NFIP, if you know what that is. It's a National Flood Insurance Program. From there, we also expect to have sometime in March, it's pending, but as soon as it's approved, we'll let everyone know, an educational seminar put on by the Corps of Engineers on the dike structure, et cetera. And then the last couple of things that I might note is that we anticipate and expect with the completion of our annual budget and assessments that we just completed yesterday, by the way, no change in dollars, so that stays the same. But we expect to look for, and I'm sure it will need to be posted, a maintenance program for the pumps and a maintenance program for the vegetation management on the dike, which has really never been done before. It's been kind of, you know, do a little here and a little there. We're looking to put a proper maintenance program in place so it maintains this active status. And if we can do it the way that it looks like we can, we'll be able to do that within the budget that we currently have. So let me see if there's anything else. I think that's everything. I might make a quick note on that drone survey. It might be wise for the trustees to consider working with Adam Hoff and checking with Lucas County to see if there's an opportunity to piggyback on that ridiculously low price and possibly do a elevation for that south and west side of the flood area. So let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah, and if you don't mind me jumping ahead to piggyback on Elvis's comments, I'd like to jump ahead to new business item number 2. Here's a copy. Here's one for you and one for Joel of the survey proposal that Elvis mentioned. It is such a deal.
By the Conservancy Board, so our portion's already in motion.
I did speak with Matt Pohl today. He's the project manager, chief surveyor. He agreed that the Lucas County Engineering Office could expand the survey and bill Jerusalem Township for the expanded portion. Right now, your survey is only going to cover the Conservancy District, but it does not extend out to the non-project segment of the dike
Correct.
System that we, as a township, ought to be concerned about.
Let me interject right there, because that's where it gets important, because if we want to have even any type of a chance at working, because the national, the insurance program, It changes all the time, the criteria to meet it, et cetera. And whatever happened 10 years ago doesn't matter. We need to look at that all the time to see if there's even a chance for us to become, I think the word is called certified. But the key to that is going to be the way they're going to look at it, it's going to be different than the way we look at it. We're going to look at it as a conservancy district at just what we're responsible for. They're going to look at it as a floodplain area, which is larger than the area that we're responsible for, which takes in that non-project segment, the exact same way the Corps of Engineers looks at it.
Good.
Now remember, the Army Corps of Engineers did indicate to us that we would at some point need a professional engineering survey, mm-hmm. but that could easily cost $50,000 to $100,000. If we can pony up another $3,000 to $5,000 on top of the $4,900 that is already on the table, Matt said, "Oh yeah, it'd be much easier for us to deploy one time." Do the whole area, we can jointly bill the two entities separately. And we can issue a single report that both entities can have all of the information on. I think it's one of those opportunities that we just should not let go by.
There's one more benefit inside of this, and that is currently, and I had a conversation with Dennis Franklin today, and I was asking him how they are handling their pumps, how they're handling water levels, their you know, best practices, if you will. And yes, they do have automatic, you know, switches and what have you, and they also have sight gauges. Not only do they have sight gauges on the water side, they have sight gauges on the pump side. You know, right now what we're doing, and it may affect you folks as well on the Jerusalem Township side, is we're looking at a water level in a ditch and we're going, that looks high, or wow, that looks a little low. And the reality is that we probably need to have sight gauges in there, so we're monitoring that water level properly, not just by someone's eyeballs. So that would be down the road, but that would be something that not only would we need in the Conservancy District, it'd probably be wise to have some of those on the Jerusalem Township side too. Just some eyeball sight gauges.
Well, I definitely think that the projected segment of the dike is the biggest issue in the township. So I feel that this is would be a very wise investment for this survey to be done on this, because we know that that's where it's going to flood from. It's going to come from the back. The big dike's not going to break.
And they said the same thing, and this will also show real life what the true elevations are in relation to what the current water level is and what the NFIP says that the flood, you know, levels are. Yes. It may expose some areas that are going to have attention, just be aware of that, but we really need that data.
Elvis, the drone deal being aerial.
Yes, sir.
Is that going to be beneficial? Because the area you're talking about, the non-project, is all covered over with growth, trees. Is that going to hinder the ability to...
Bill, you're a smart man, so let me explain exactly what they told us. If you wait to do this, when vegetation is in full, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
The time to do it is in the winter right now, because there's no vegetation.
Because of the leaves. Somewhat. That's right. And everything. That's but right. It's still such thick growth that I don't think you're going to get an accurate result.
Yeah. They seem to believe they could, that. Just so you know what they told us. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay. The accuracy of, I was very impressed by the accuracy of this drone, this engineering drone. It's within an inch. That's just amazing.
It is the kind of survey that will satisfy an NFIP requirement, I'm sure.
Joel just mentioned too, Mark, you know, we could probably use stormwater money for this. Why not?
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be any yeah. problem.
But tell me, why wouldn't it be something they would consider?
Yeah.
I agree.
As excellent. Well, if not, I mean, what is our cost?
Well,
it's $4,000 for the...
Yeah, there. I mean, what I need to give Matt so he can come back with a quote, yeah. is he wants to know how much, what's the distance, the additional distance that we want covered, because the proposal for the $4,918 is covering a 7.5. mile track, and we just need to either measure the additional non-project segment that we want to, and then they can come back with you know, a proposal for us, or I guess we could authorize a not to exceed amount initially, and try to nail that distance down, and if for any reason it exceeded that, we could come back and get the additional.
Elvis, when are they going to do this? Do you know?
Again, before vegetation.
I mean, this thing can be done in the next week.
No.
So we could. No, we have time. We could.
It's going to be done pretty soon because in the next month or two.
Later because of.
So I mean, it may even be done before our next meeting.
Oh, okay.
You could do that on Aries.
Let me paint the picture.
Not to that level of well, accuracy.
The distance.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
Let me paint the picture a little further. So right now, the conservancy district is like a rectangle. So we got four sides that is including that $4,900. You're going to be including three smaller sides than our rectangle.
How far on the east side did they go?
So where are they
all
going
the way
here?
Down to where the conservancy district
the whole the perimeter of the conservancy.
Is that whole... So it goes up to, say, Minky Marina then.
Yes.
So, okay. so we don't have to measure
it's
that. So
just the conservancy.
We have to measure in the front along Ward's Canal, and then we got to take Ward's Canal and then go up the Cooley and go how far up the Cooley? Corduroy?
Yeah, right here, Dave.
Wherever the map shows the...
Well, going up Cooley there, you've got two sides to that canal. That are in the township.
Are they considering that as just? That's a good question. Is it if they run down that dike or down the? Is it both sides?
Excellent question. So the swath, thanks, Bill. The swath is 250 feet, easily going to encompass both sides of that.
All right.
125 feet in either side of that. The inner dike is where they're going to measure from. Because that's what's the floodplain is the floodplain's bigger, but the conservancy district and the non-project segment area, that's the dike they're going to be working from, I'm sure.
Okay, let's see here.
I think it's almost double, Mark. The distance that the township would be responsible is almost double.
It might be another 15 miles, not or another 7.5.
It's 7.5.
Okay. It's not going to be more than the $4,900 that we have. I'm sure of that.
So if we were to initially approve and not to exceed what I don't 5,000, 5,500,
and then 7,500.
Well, if you think about it, because it's a rectangle that they're going to do right now.
Right.
So if you guys add the bottom section on that bottom hole cross for us, I guess that wouldn't be eliminated. It would still be included.
Yeah. So they're basically it's about $600. It's 49.18 divided by
the per mile on the drone, right?
7.5.
Or the per mile.
So they're charging you $655 a mile to
how
do
you
this.
Beat that? Yeah.
I mean, that's what the math comes out to. So if we had...
Well, you're adding three sides to our four-side shape, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be less than $4,900.
Yeah, because you're already doing two of those sides.
Right. Although two of these sides are really long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they're coming down all the way to they're coming down to the bottom of our section.
They're following your line.
Yeah.
Your conservancy line, and we need to go further.
Yep.
All the way to here.
Okay, understood.
Why don't we do it to not to exceed $5,000 right now?
I think it's a bit more than that.
You don't care about the west side.
Joel suggested 7,500.
Yeah, but they'll cover that in the...
And that'll come out of either stormwater or general fund. either one.
Yeah. Come on, stormwater.
We'll try if you'll let us.
I don't know why I wouldn't. Right. We'll make it work.
I would. That would be crazy.
Well, why don't you go ahead and make a motion then, Mark? And
okay. I move that we approve a preliminary amount not to exceed $7,500 to be charged against the intent to charge this back against stormwater monies. And in the meantime, we'll use Aries to get the best measurement we can of the additional area, send that off to Matt Pohl, and he'll respond with a quote to us.
I can second it.
Roll call, Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Gentlemen, I don't have anything else, unless you have any questions for me.
No, Elvis, I'm glad to see you made it tonight. We'll keep this as an open invitation for you guys to be on our agenda.
Thank you. presentation for at least one of the trustees. If you want to take turns coming to the conservancy meetings, please. Chief has a standing invitation every time we meet, which is every 2 months on the first Monday.
Okay.
So you won't meet again until March?
March 14th. Next meeting is March 14th, 7 p.m. Right here.
Chief has a question.
Chief.
I just wanted to share one more thing. In review of the flood plan, which I approved on there, the benefit for the community is overwhelming in the sense that the partnership of the conservancy people that are responsible are in constant watch, as well as other neighbors. And we have there are action levels already printed on when notifications have to take place, when actions have to take place, and then it spells out the responsibilities of who's going to be notified where. And so that's what was greatly, greatly appreciated is seeing that. That just solidified to me that we have a competent plan in place with a lot of people watching and paying attention to the threat that we have from flooding. So
let me add one thing to that, because he's spot on, because everything that we do should flow right through that man right there. He's the emergency director. So I don't know how it worked before, but it's laid out, so everything should go to him. So we got one point of contact for emergency situations in the township.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, you know, Elvis, though, somehow you should bring it out that you're making this active and certified. People don't understand what that means.
Okay, let me explain really quick. Thank you, Dave. So an inactive status of a dike structure. All right, let me back up just a little. My apologies. So there was an amalgamation between the Lake Erie Conservancy District and the Howard Farms Conservancy District in 1988. It was finalized in 1993. And the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District was created. Upon that moment, there was a manual handed over to the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District called the Operations Maintenance Manual. Along with that was the completion of a $7.5 million project that we did not pay for. We paid $500,000 as a community, as a conservancy district, towards that $7.5 million. That is owned by the Corps of Engineers, all that rocks, that whole thing. And the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District is the managers of that, basically, the board of directors. And so when you're inactive, what happens is the Corps of Engineers will not help you at all. You're on your own. So if there's a bad breach over there and damage to the dike for whatever reason, we're paying for it. We, citizens in the Conservancy District. If the minute we become active, now we have a partner in the game. And what that means is now the Corps of Engineers, when we get that final paper that says we're active, now if that dike is damaged, they got us. They're working with us. They're like an insurance, if you will. It might be a little bit before we can get that proved and done, but they will work with us and help us financially to make sure that dike structure is straight, sound for the residents of the community. Now, as far as certified, that's a different word, and let me talk about that. This is an active status, not inactive, and it's not certified. Certified is a term that you use when you get to the National Flood Insurance Program. And if you want to lower your insurance rates, then you got to meet a ton of criteria, and you have to apply with the National Flood Insurance Program to get this area changed on a flood map so your insurance rates are lower. Is that something that could happen? Maybe. Am I telling people it will happen? Absolutely not. That's a process we have to figure out.
Because of elevation?
No, because things aren't certified, no. And we have no data of a hard drone that shows elevations that's current. It's a lot of outdated information, Bill.
Yeah, but I mean, in order to get removed from the floodplain, you have to meet a certain elevation.
All the way around this segment, that's what we're talking about right
now. Even if somebody builds a new house.
That's right.
You got to have your floors, everything's got to meet a certain elevation.
That's right.
Yep. So, and I piggyback on what Dave said, I've had more people ask me about the Conservancy District in the last year than I've ever have. And I think it's because it's getting put out on Talk of Township, but Talk of Jerusalem Township about your meetings and things like that. And I have been bragging it up about the active status. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of people that are affected by that.
that did not know that that dike was in an inactive status for so long. And I'm telling them, like, listen, these guys are, they're moving, the past board and the current board are moving in the right direction, and they have it in a temporary active status, which means if something major happens, we're getting help from the Corps of Engineers. If not, we're on our own. So.
And nobody knew this, Bob.
You're absolutely right. Nobody knew this.
Exactly why we're pressing hard for the Corps of Engineers to do a training seminar for the Conservancy District in March. I'm not going to let them off the hook. We may have to change a date, but I'm not going to let them off the hook. And then, honestly, what we probably should do after that is we should work with Chief, and we should probably have our own Jerusalem Township tabletop. And we're not saying we don't want the other entities there.
No.
It should be from our perspective.
All right. Well, thank you, Elvis.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Trustee reports. Cemetery.
Nothing to add
muddy.
To Kevin's report.
Yeah. Muddy over there. Hall rentals. So we had a busy week last week with wakes, unfortunately. A lot of wakes we had in here. We had three of them in a row. So that was busy. We do have a rental January 15th, January 22nd, and January 29th. Those are all Saturdays. So plus the scout stuff in the throughout the week and food pantry. Dave, anything on roads and bridges that Kevin didn't cover?
Yeah, I tried to get a hold of Panuski on that salt when they didn't take care of the roads, and he had Alan Paff called me up, and I wasn't home, and I didn't even call him back because I'm going to see Panuski Thursday at a Dick meeting, so I figure I'll hit him because he's the boss.
Right. So something come up about that. I feel that I was going to just bring this up, that we do have these issues. There have been two events now where the county has not done their part. And my opinion is I think either we should designate a person to contact the county, whether it be Kevin or whoever's in charge of roads and bridges. That way they're not, unless you think it should be bombarded by all three of us. What is your opinions on this?
No, if Kevin and I would, that'd be enough.
Okay.
The road guy. And
so if we get complaints, we'll call you or Kevin, let you know, and then you guys can make the call to Panuski in the county. So I know it falls on deaf ears there. So, but
all we can do is try.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, is that all for roads and bridges?
Yep.
Okay, so going into old business, I kind of picked away at the last agenda, and some of this will probably need to be removed, and we'll go from there. But the American Rescue Plan, nothing more on that.
I mean, we do have the listing of proposals mm-hmm. that are out there for ARP funding, and I think within the next, probably by the end of the quarter, we're probably going to want to roll up our sleeves and contact the OTA and say, hey, folks, do you have any precedent? Because notice there's a lot of, does it fit? Is it an obvious fit? Joel is asking. And in some cases, if it's a yes, that's not a problem. If it's a no, then we're going to have to find a precedent to go after these monies. And then ultimately, we're going to want to do all that homework and then contact an attorney and say, will you please review? We'd like your opinion. Can we go after ARP monies for each of these newer projects. Type projects? Yeah.
So we have to get an attorney above the OTA, like the OTA. Oh,
I would think if it's not obvious, we should, especially if it's going to be a risk to us in years down the road, yes.
OTA will recommend an attorney who specializes in
okay.
this.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Because, 5 years from now when they say, or 2 years from now, the money we spent on whatever, you now have to pay it back.
Oof. Yeah, yeah.
And that's a $25,000 expense to us. That's a surprise that we don't want to have. Because they would, the attorney would come up, like an attorney would, as an argument as to the project of the need. And there's been like two or three changes since in the last month that the federal government has made to this that I don't think any of us could keep up on.
Right.
So that's why you would pay legal counsel to say yes. So my encouragement is does every department have submitted their projects with that memo that was made so that they can be in one place, and can they make the deadline by, and I wanted to say, the end of the month, to further this initial funding that we receive. We'll get more funding, they say. I don't know when that next trans payment is going to be made or deposited to us, but we can always, you know.
And then one of the other things we're going to want to do is to come up with what's the estimated cost of these.
Yeah, some of these are small.
Yeah.
And some of these are huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are small, we can take care of normal business that way. That requires a whole bunch of time. If you got to hire a contractor or...
So what you're saying is by the end of the quarter, you would like us to be able to sit down and have reached out to OTA and come back with a report. And we can say,
is anybody else in the state doing it, and what's their argument? And if not, then yeah.
So if OTA says yes, these people are doing it, are we still going after a lawyer?
Well, I would, because we had this thing with CARES Act where we thought we were safe with trustee salaries and
maintenance salaries.
Maintenance salaries, and they're and like, come nope, back, yeah. Nope, and it's like, okay, that's fine.
Okay,
whatever. You know, like we were, I think, a little misguided there.
Because others, there were other jurisdictions that did that, so we thought we were okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got the
same
audit
problem.
Adjustment made against them,
yes,
too.
Right. Okay.
Now, we didn't lose any money because we had plenty of turnout gear expenses that we hadn't claimed. We simply swapped one out for the other, and the auditors said, you guys are golden, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll sit down and definitely get working on that and make sure we can...
Yeah, I guess all the department heads are here. Did we all have the memo that was sent out and know how to fill that out and send it back? And I filled out some already.
So,
Chief. I have mine, and all I wanted to share with you is just as recently as 2 days ago, I spoke with a vendor that we deal with for our medic unit, and he said, I'm going to send you the absolute latest updated Clarity information that we have available. Now, it's in regards to fire department wants and needs, but what I was taken back by more than anything is this is the latest Clarity information. It clears the muddy waters up on what's available, what's not available. So I think the government is getting hit back with, you kind of made this so vague and it's complicated, we don't understand, and so, anyways, I'm hopeful for that. I'll share that information. I looked for it today. I didn't see it in my email yet. Okay. I didn't get through all my emails today.
So
January 31st, like, let's get them all back in. Whatever it is, whether it's some outlandish concept that we want to do, it doesn't matter. If we put it down, then we know we're considering it. That's how much it costs. Just
so we've got that running total.
Right.
So we'll start by, like, the end of the month. This will be the whatever we have for that list is what we'll work on, is what you're saying.
To move forward.
And then we'll move forward into February.
Yeah.
And plug through it that way. And then maybe by the end of March, we can say, yes, we're approved for this.
Here's obvious, yes. And then here's ooh. And here's no way, but let's get an opinion.
Okay.
Because some of them are ooh.
And then we can start the whole process over again in, you know, May and step through it for a couple months. And go through it.
Right.
By the time we get done with it, we should know what we're doing.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. So,
okay. All right. Then I'll leave American Rescue Plan on the agenda just because I know it's going to be a hot topic. Number two, the TMACOG General Assembly was moved back to April 25th, Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I signed up for it.
Okay. I should have took off brochure, but Republic Trash. We have any update on the toters?
They are. They're surprise, surprise. They're experiencing supply chain issues.
Oh, I'm surprised.
They're having a hard time getting toters in. I expect to get more information later this week about where they're at with their supply chain, and I've also asked Scott to let me know when he's going to get a custom draft of that brochure to us so that we can review that. So we're waiting because they're kind of at the mercy of the supply chain right now.
Okay. I've been getting a lot of calls on when the toters are coming.
I was telling people a month ago, you know, way back, you know.
Yeah.
And they said, what's wrong with you? You know, what's going on?
Well, I was telling everybody, hey, they said January. Well, now I'm a little nervous that we're going to be pushing it back. So right. I would like to get a firm from Scott. He should be able to give us something here soon. I mean.
Agreed.
So I'll leave three on. The rec director job description, we've taken care of that. We've approved that and discussed that.
Correct.
And that is posted.
Correct.
Now we'll be waiting for
website.
Website and applicants for that.
And by the way, and we did ask any interested candidates to respond either by mail to all three of us or by email to all three of us.
Okay. Perfect. Otarma risk management review. I didn't know if that was supposed to stay on or not.
It's supposed to stay on. Okay. That's a work in progress. Okay. That's my job to get done.
So I'm going to
leave it on.
Yep. Leave that one on. That one on. That one on. Okay. Mailbox replacement.
I'm working on it. I was told I got to find the right person over there. There's a lady to talk to over there to get it done. So
okay.
I'm trying to find her and. So it's work in progress.
Okay. Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce on January 28th at 7:30 a.m. I believe Mark is going to go and give that.
Mark was going to correct it.
Okay, and that one should be off by the next meeting. So the Ohio Sheriff's Association. So I reached out to the Ohio Sheriff's Association to find out how many sheriffs in the state of Ohio, county sheriffs, make the townships pay for their services, and I have not heard back. I needed to speak to the lady. Said I needed to speak to a director. I left my name, my contact information, and she was going to forward that on. So I'll reach back out and see if I can get any information from them.
Okay.
I don't know how well they're gonna, if they even have that data, or if they'll even talk to me since I'm not a sheriff, because that's kind of like the Fire Chiefs Association. You know, they're not gonna. You know, I'm not a sheriff, so they're not gonna really give me that information. I don't know, but I wanted to try. So.
Sounds good. It'd be an interesting fact.
It will be an interesting fact if there is some data behind it. The other thing I added today, just at the end here, because I had it, Linda gave it to me. Number nine will be the sale of the township real estate that we have. We have to think about a way. We have the letter here from John Burrell stating that there is a statutory process that must be used. It's very similar. To other things, but however, if all three trustees agree on how to sell the real property, we can bypass the statutory procedure. So what I would like to do is, again, this is something I'd like to try and set a deadline for, of we come up with an idea of how we want to do it. Do we want to just advertise them in the paper and we come up with a price for them? Do we put them in the paper and say we're accepting sealed bids? Something that the three of us can agree on, we can get this ball rolling and get rid of, what did we say there was, 19?
Oh, 17, because the two parks are listed in there.
Okay, there are 17 current properties that the township owns that we would like to get out of our hands and back into the public.
How many of those will people take that they're next door? That's
letters
all done.
Have all been sent to every one of those.
And nobody's
responded to those.
So would it be helpful to know parcel by parcel which ones are buildable lots, what's the total area? Because we're going to have to then come up with some kind of a ballpark, if you will, a reserve price. What's the minimum that we'll accept? I'm very much in favor of probably not using a realtor because they're so small, the commissions end up being 35% of the sale price, and that's correct. It's just too much. So instead, we've got social media, we've got the website, we can put those properties out there and let people know these properties available, and here's the characteristics of the property, or even here's a picture, or an aerial of the property. That might be helpful.
This might get the people that live next door a push to buy them too.
Absolutely. And the thing that I had said to Linda, she had went out and put out, I think several times we've done this where we've sent out letters to the adjoining property owners, and you get some that are just no, they don't, they're not interested, or they're behind in taxes. Obviously, we want to put these in the residents' hands.
Yeah. Right.
But at this point, if somebody from the city of Toledo wants to buy that lot just to buy it, and they're going to pay us for it, and no, the adjoining property owner doesn't want it, but somebody does, even though it's not billable, my suggestion is to sell it. If they don't pay taxes in 20 years, the trustees that are sitting up here, after we're long gone, they can recover these properties back from the land bank and go start the process all over again. You know, but let's get them out of our hands. I'm going to leave this on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Let's think about it while we're off and kind of, you know, just an idea. Joel, you have an input?
Why don't you put them all on the township website now? Like, have a summary of each property. Like a one-page PDF that has the picture for Mary's, the information, they can click on it.
Great idea.
And just leave it on there, and if you sell it, well, you refer people to the site, and if you sell it, you delete it.
Well, what we have to do, too, is we would have to go into executive session to discuss the pricing of the...
Aside from the pricing, just straight up letting people know that are there. And then if you hire somebody to take care, like you're talking about, you know, first is letting people know that they are there and having that existing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about trying to, where are you going to put all this information?
Right. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of information we need to gather first that's specific to each of the properties. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Before you even hire somebody to sell them at an auction or whatever you want to do.
Right.
But so you already have the method of doing it, I guess, of advertising them.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I had on the sale of property there. Okay. Any other old business?
I have a couple of quick items of old business. WENS, that's the Wireless Emergency Network System. I do want to give an update on the WENS system. So, been in contact with Matt Krause. He's the operations officer at Lucas County EMA. I have provided him with our approval to participate and to pay the fee. He said, thanks for sending that to me. The county prosecutor has signed off on the wording of our agreement. I will get a resolution added to the county commissioner's agenda for one of their meetings in January. I'll send you the date once it's confirmed. Once it's approved by the county commissioners, the EMA director, Abby Bushop, will sign the agreement, and then will send it to us for trustee signature. So that's what will happen next.
Okay.
The other update I'd like to provide is a comprehensive plan. Even though we've signed off on that comprehensive plan, that work continues. And right now it's about making linkages with tourism destinations, businesses that connect with tourism. And so I just to be aware, I think there was a connection made with the Wolf Creek Gun Club tonight, and there will be more of those kinds of linkages just to make introductions and say, hey, this is all about Jerusalem Township wanting your organization to prosper and we want to promote your organization as we try to promote the entire.
We never thought about that one earlier, did we? Wolf Creek.
I think we did pick it up, we did add it.
The meeting was last Tuesday. We did not have it tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just that way.
Okay. So then I think we as trustees will need to start to set aside some time to work our way through the planning, the implementation, and beginning to implement some of these things as we work through what are the different things we want to execute.
Yeah, just don't put it on the shelf and forget about it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, township we need properties is one of them, right?
Yeah.
And that may be something we can do a special meeting on, and just so we can kind of work through.
We could do a special meeting, or if you wanted to take a little bit of time in the second meeting of the month when things aren't quite so busy, and maybe we set aside a half hour of time to work on it.
Yeah, that works too.
As long as we're here, just do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's all I have for old business.
Okay. Dave, did you have anything for old business?
No, pretty well covered it.
Okay, moving into new business. So we had the 911 Regional Council of Government meeting is tomorrow.
Right.
And Dave, you had sent an email stating that you were the
he was there last time.
You were the last time, and you would.
I went the last three times or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to go to that one?
I can. You know, I don't want to. You know, if somebody else wants to do it, they can do it. But I kind of know everybody in that, and I'll go.
Okay. Whatever. Well, I think that there was an email sent that if we just send a letter that.
You don't need that. Burrell, I told you guys last meeting, Burrell was at the last meeting.
Oh, was okay.
Because.
So that must have.
What's his name? He's always there for Safarian.
Beasley?
Beasley.
Okay.
Beasley's always there for Safarian, so that was brought up. And Burrell was there, and Burrell says there's no problem with that.
Okay. All right. Great.
Good. We don't have
The director, the archive director previously, some months ago, said, oh, if you're not the chair, you need to bring some note from the chair saying that you're going to represent. But
that's fine.
If they said it, so fine. Great.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go, since you've been in on them now for a little while, and I did see the agenda. It's
that's not a whole lot.
No, they're basically appointing positions tomorrow night. There really isn't much there.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I'll go.
Okay. Okay. The drone survey was taken care of. I'll move that up. Other business. I had one thing here, and I'm sure you guys all saw this. The team of COG with the clean water, the storm water, sent out a report. And basically, this is just a report of the website statistics. So they use, I believe, SurveyMonkey also, which I know Elvis is pretty familiar with that. But it just shows how much usage they were getting, where the usage was coming from, if it was Facebook or, you know, Googling it directly in there with the information. And they had, you know, things that they added. It was just a little piece of information there that when I got the email, I thought I'd just throw that into the minutes here that, you know, they're tracking that on how they're, you know, where the hits are coming from is Facebook, the website, Google, you know. So they're seeing that, so great. Which was pretty interesting. You know, 231 people hit it in October, 269 in November, and 221 in December. So that was all I had on that part. So the last thing was we got executive session.
Yeah. I just want to mention that probably next meeting, we probably need to talk a little bit about the org structure for township government. And we don't have to talk about that tonight, but we can maybe put that on for next meeting. Because we had agreed to postpone that from the organizing meeting.
Yes, yep. To that. Okay.
Yep.
Organization structure. I'll move that up to new business. Okay. Do you have the...
Sorry about that. Yep.
I knew you have it in your book right here, so I didn't have to dig it out. There you go. All right, and which one are we going to... number
is one? That, is it...
G1.
Is it one there?
What are we going in for tonight?
The fire chief needs us to go in for that. The sign off from the injury.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's probably because our compensation.
Okay.
Probably G1.
G1. Okay, and just read that highlighted.
Right.
Okay. Point. So I move to leave the regular scheduled meeting to go into executive session for G1 in the public meetings exceptions, which is to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation or charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
I can second that.
Mm-hmm. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Recording stopped. 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 Recording.
Okay.
Turn that back on.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so I move to return to the regular meeting. No decisions were made in executive session.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. So, I move, I would like to make a motion to reimburse the $416.23 in accordance with the proposed agreement drafted by the Lucas County prosecutor.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Is there any other old business, gentlemen?
Nope.
Okay. Public participation. Anybody?
Okay. Elvis Shepherd.
Not quick, man.
Elvis Shepherd, 2-3-1 LSL. First, let me applaud you fine gentlemen in the community for adopting the comprehensive plan. And I know that carries a lot of new methods or new things moving forward. Let me just encourage further that as the township trustees embrace the new year and that comprehensive plan, that you take a very, very close look at the Ohio Township Association checkboxes of your responsibility as leaders. Those checkboxes include zoning, fire, police, recreation. I'm probably going to miss something. Zoning. And there's one on there that is probably escaped a little bit. No fault to any of the people, you know, currently in leadership, but the community as a whole for a long time. That is revenue/economic development. And where we may not, or the township may not have the money to invest in, an economic development director, that responsibility still falls on someone. You can't just ignore that checkbox. So as you move forward and you wrestle through that, if there isn't an opportunity for someone to take that on because it's just an overwhelming, you know, responsibility, please consider some of the volunteers we have in the community that I'm not sure we've reached out to yet, and also consider maybe establishing a committee of a Jerusalem Township Economic Development. It is critical inside of the comprehensive plan, with tourism being a very, very vital part of this community's industry, to fill up those hotels that comes back to us. We have to build inroads with businesses, metro parks, Ohio Department of Natural Resources, probably like never before. And they're hungry to work with Jerusalem Township. And I'll just leave everyone with one little thought, because I had a conversation with someone at the metro parks, and it doesn't matter who. And when the metro parks were coming out here, they were trying to meet with people, and it was very tough for them, because they came out open arms and open doors, and they were, in their opinion, lambasted by the community, kind of like attacked, if you will. And so, you know, that whole methodology really doesn't, you know, do anybody any good in the township, the residents, or our businesses. I'm going to continue to encourage the leadership of the township to embrace each other's businesses, embrace the tourism of the community, and work together like never before. And again, you're probably going to need a couple of people, if not three. Maybe it's a point of contact person, but it might be something to consider as a Economic Development Committee to help with that until the township is capable and able to actually have a place in that role. That's the first thing. And the second thing real quick is request still out for a true, not that we haven't had one before, but there's not one out right now, a good events list that needs to be published to the residents for what Jerusalem Township is going to be involved with for fiscal year 2022. Most other communities have that at least a quarter ahead. And again, that would be Jerusalem Township involved events. It might not necessarily be like the bluegrass event you saw at Maumee Bay State Park, but it would definitely be the fire department's Christmas parade. So that people know about this stuff away ahead of time and you don't have people going, hey, I didn't even know anything about it, which kind of surprises me, but you did see that on Facebook.
Fire prevention week, if COVID allows, things like that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
Elvis, real quick, one thing I would ask. in the comprehensive plan, I did not see it. I may have missed it.
Okay.
There was, I know that you had compiled a list of volunteers.
Yes, we still have those.
Okay.
45 roughly.
Is that a list that you can provide?
Absolutely.
To, number one, I would think the trustees would like to see that. Number two, I think the zoning board, because I know they're trying to do some things a little bit different. They might be able to use them. It might be something that we can tie into our rec director when we hire a new rec director. And if there's, when the names were put out, were there any... Did they like specify or they just said, hey, we're here to help?
No, that wasn't what the question on the survey said. It was, are you willing to volunteer? And
okay.
They gave you their phone number or email address or both. We'll provide that to you folks. If we didn't already, my apologies. I thought you had it. We'll make sure you have it. And then please, someone do contact each of these people because we don't want to let that go. It would be sad if somebody tried to volunteer and they never heard from them.
And you're right, it very well could have, but I've seen so many pages of that comprehensive plan come across my desk, and
I'll make sure it's peeled out separate and that you have that.
Perfect.
That'd be really good to have.
Yeah. Thank you.
I probably read it when I was on the computer reading it. I think I spent 3 hours or something reading that, three or four.
Yeah. There was tons of information that came in. And then we'd see it here, and we'd see it, you know. There's a lot of information that was compiled there. So, okay, perfect. Any other public participation? None. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Bill Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Steve Bench?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
All right.